operated in a manner not to create public or private nuisance. The conditional home occupation shall not interfere with other uses, and the sign shall meet our sign code. It shall be conducted entirely within the dwelling accessory building, and the floor area shall not exceed 1,500 square feet. Zach believes he meets these criteria, as stated with the DEQ testing and environmental services, not requiring any further permitting on the site. It is operated within a building that he has placed on the property, which is below 1,500 square feet. So, criteria. No business by customers or suppliers outside of the hours. He is able to comply with and stated he will meet the criteria for storage or display of materials. There's no assembly or dispatch of employees, and there's no retail. Based on this, staff believes or recommends approval. Happy to answer any questions if the planning commission has.
Any questions for staff?
Yeah, I've done a lot of blasting and I've never seen dustless. Where is the effluent collect? Is it the effluent? I worked for TriMet in Portland for 20 years and the paint buses had cyanide. So they were very careful about removing that paint because of the cyanide. Was a sandblasting or something? It was all. I was kind of curious. Do they collect the effluent? Where does it go? What's it stored to? And about the quantities of mercury.
So I can answer to my knowledge that I have. The applicant can probably provide some more details about storage. Based on conversations I've had with him, they mix water with their blasting material. So the idea is that that falls to the ground. Process has been described.
I got a question. Was the decibel level taken at the property line or just somebody listening?
It was someone listening, and it was listened to at the property line and in the shop where they're blasting, I believe, outside
and,
on the property.
But no decibels were measured?
Correct.
Okay.
Well, so hang on. I want to wait till we have that under testimony. So hang on to your question until we get him up.
Defer to the applicant.
Yep. Okay, any other questions for staff? Okay. Hearing none. We will start with the applicant's presentation. Yes, please. And please, anybody that testifies tonight, please, you'll come forward and testify up here. Please make sure that you give me your name, address, for the record.
Okay. Kenneth Pappas, 7611 Jackson Hill Road, Southeast. I wrote this out, so I'm going to stop. I will state the dustless blasting system is a brand. It's built and created. It's the most environmentally friendly system there is because it uses water as a repellent, drops and evaporates, so there's no runoff. DEQ did test for water runoff, water tables, that kind of stuff. So it could shoot soda, and it could shoot anything. Recycled glass from environmental abrasives out of Boise, Idaho. Uh, Commission, I respectfully request that the Planning Commission evaluate conditional use 26020 based on the approval criteria established in the Marion County Code and the factual and objective evidence contained in the record. I understand that the neighbor has filed multiple complaints to code enforcement and expressed concerns regarding possible airborne dust and exposure to heavy metal associated with the proposed dustless blasting operation. However, I also believe the commission should distinguish between concerns based on assumptions versus actual evidence collected by the Marion County Code Enforcement Officers, DEQ, and Green Environmental Management. An independent environmental consulting firm performed laboratory testing on spent materials generated from my operation. Just a side note, that's because somebody made a complaint after 5 years. So when you look at the testing of the spent material stored, that was 4 or 5 years. GEM concluded that the material tested did not exceed the federal RCRA hazardous waste threshold for the metals analyzed and therefore was not classified as hazardous waste, nor did MCC, Marion County Code Enforcement, find any airborne material leaving the work area when I voluntarily allowed them to do a full investigation of the blasting process, both wet and dry, within 15 feet or less of the blasting area. We did that dry. It cost me about $60 to fill the tank for water blasting. I got a good rust inhibitor in there, different things. So I said, well, let's start out with a worst case scenario, which I hardly ever do, which is dry blasting. So he visually inspected and took noise levels standing right by me within 10 feet where he didn't need to wear safety goggles and did those tests. So I also want to state that the operation utilizes the dustless blasting system, which is designed to suppress airborne dust. The system uses water as a propellant. Marion County Code Enforcement has viewed the debris field on one of their many visits, and it is approximately 6 feet. If I'm blasting my car, it's going to go about 3 to 6 feet drop. That's where all the material is, not in the air. Now, you will visually see water vapor, but it's not leaving my property. I also want to state that this is the factual evidence that multiple agencies and firms have concluded. There is no airborne or water runoff hazards posed to my property or to any neighboring property. I want to express my concerns over the ability someone has to make numerous false claims over and over. Code enforcement has been to my property too many times to list. Both code enforcement and the DEQ have found me to be innocent of all claims. This was finalized by the on-site observance of actual blasting by code enforcement. The letter sent by Mark Eckenhoff, sent on July 13th, states to neighbors that I am increasing the risk of cancer and lung disease to my neighbors. Facts recorded by the DEQ lab testing and MCCE prove this to be a false claim and fear-mongering. I also believe it may cross the line of libel against a business. It also seems to be a waste of time and resources. As many times as code enforcement has been to my house for the same claims, noise doesn't adjust on my machine when I'm blasting metal. It's the same noise level. It's the same product hitting the ground. Stop all business activity in September 2025 after being notified by Austin with Marion County Planning Department. Marion County Code Enforcement can confirm as I shut down our website and they investigated all of my social media, shipping, and mailings. He stated I needed the permit that we have applied for. I have spent approximately $10,000 to build a blast house and enclose another existing space to conform to the permit. If I'm doing my own personal stuff, it doesn't matter, but I've built out for when I do something for money or for business. I spent approximately $3,000 for lab testing due to the false claim made to the DEQ. During this time, I have continued to blast our own personal classic car projects and parts. This has generated the overwhelming number of complaints by one individual. I started the blasting business in 2020 and have not had any complaints until the last 12 months. I believe this individual has a personal issue with me personally. Either way, we will continue to blast our hobby projects. We bought the machine for ourselves after hand sanding our last 57 Chevy to bare metal. We never wanted to do that again. Many hot rod and classic car guys in our clubs wanted blasting done, so we started the business. It also was a way to pay off the equipment quicker. We are licensed and we file taxes. Personal use in the last 2 years has been approximately 70% of the blasting, with 100% being personal since September. I have done business off-site. In fact, in June, I blasted a wall at Old City Hall in Albany for a contractor that I had done work for years past. A permit was filed, and the City of Albany reviewed the SDS sheets and the blasting demo and determined no containment was needed as there was no dust or hazard to the public. In conclusion, I want to address the lack of facts one more time. Amanda Stank, who hasn't spoke yet but submitted a letter, in her complaint states her home is 100 to 200 feet from my blasting. Factual data shows her home to be 183 yards or 549 feet from my property, but she is a friend. Mark Ekmos' home is 129.7 yards or 389.1 feet. John and Robin Conrad, who's here, home is the second closest home to mine, which is 106 yards or 318 feet. Jack and Ashley Rose, they cannot be here due to work conflicts. Home is 102 yards or 306 feet. They're my closest neighbor to. That's about it. I mean, I've been doing this for 6 years. No complaints, no problems, no personal issue. Also, while I'm here, I don't understand how we have a permit system that is pretty expensive. And you only have to get that permit if somebody makes a claim against you. In fact, there is, I mean, if a Stankos wants to speak about me and she's that many yards away from my property, there's a residential business, and they're friends of mine, I've done work for them, that does heavy equipment. How's that? It's 70 yards closer to her home than mine is. And that's what I'm saying. Please, 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 just look at the facts. You guys know. Yes, they're for employees. They're for the workers. Can paint your garage says it can kill you. Doesn't say make sure you notify all the neighbors that you're going to spray paint in your garage because it'll kill them or give them lung disease or lung cancer. Thank you. I'll answer any questions.
Yeah, do we have any questions for the applicant?
I have a question. Thank you for your presentation. I have a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
You say that you're licensed. Can you explain?
I have a business license.
Okay, is it related specifically to blasting?
No, the contractor's board told me initially in 2020 that I fall under pressure washing and my jobs are under 750.
Okay, thank you.
So right now I have a business license, I file taxes under PCA.
Got it, thank you.
I have a question. You build a special building to do this?
So one of the criteria is that this business, when I'm doing business, personally used. First 5 years I blasted outside. That's what I'm saying. There were no complaints. There was no building. There was not even a cover. I got a permit so I could blast under cover in the wintertime a few projects. I had West Coast Metals. They've done all. They did the blast house too. 32 by 36. I don't know. We got permits. And it's up. But before that, it was wide open. My neighbors are the closest, or is the church. They don't have any problems. They also don't speak very good English, but Their greenhouse is from where I'm blasting. I put up a windscreen shield.
Follow-up question?
I have another question. This one is for staff, though. We heard our applicant testify that personal blasting doesn't fall under the same requirements. How is the county going to differentiate when he's working on a car that he's been hired to work on versus his own?
Well, there's no great way to do that, which is why if you guys wanted to, you could put... Apart from the conditions or all indoors, you could put a month, you could submit a quarter projects versus... logged a project that was for the business.
Thank you.
Another question. On your building, everything is inside, right? Your compressor?
So I built a blast house to stay under the permit requirements of 200 square feet or whatever.
Concrete floor?
Asphalt.
Okay.
Four sided with a, it's a West Coast metal shed. I put some plug-in lights in there, LED lights.
And your compressor's in the existing other building?
Compressor is part of the machine.
Gene, okay.
Yeah. So it's a complete unit.
Diesel.
Any other questions for the applicant?
I have a question. In regards to the spent media, mm-hmm. you made a comment like it tested 5 years worth. So did you, you just keep the media or you haven't disposed of it?
Yeah,
you keep it?
Yeah.
And reuse it?
Sure, it makes nice pathways. And,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
When you come off my asphalt, the blast house is here, it's gravel down here, gravel. It almost disintegrates. If I blasted 400 pounds of meat, put that in one. And there's no color. Don't ask me how it works. But if I blast a blue car, it looks like you'll let it put in. But you cannot recycle it because to get it to zero silica, this is the last process in recycling. Made into pop bottles anymore or whatever. All recycled glass.
Any other questions for the applicant? Thank you very much.
Thanks.
Is there anyone else who is testifying in favor of the applicant? Okay, come on up. Give me your name and address.
My name is John Conard, and I live at 1342 Highland Road, Southeast, Salem, Oregon, 97306. Our property, we park our vehicles high up to his property line. It kind of almost overlooks his. That's the other day I was going to say, so I don't know. We have no problem with it at all. I mean, the noise is minimal, he doesn't do it that often. I've never seen a cloud of anything go anywhere.
Any questions? Thank you. Anyone else in support?
Yes, I would be next.
You can be.
Okay. Then, our neighbor who couldn't make it, she did send me a text for a statement.
Wait till you get up, please, to the mic.
My neighbor who couldn't make it I'm very heartbroken that this is being, that he's being put through all of this and keeps having to jump through hoops because of one neighbor's obsession over it. Our commentation you don't meet is they are right next to us. They don't have problems. They don't have to clean up their car, wash it off after we've blasted. And the noise, they have teenage kids that aren't complaining if he ever does blast in the morning. Normally, he is very respectful, doesn't blast when the church is in session, and really we're talking about maybe 10 hours a week if he's blasting for us or for anybody else, because he does have a full-time job now. And so it's not like he is blasting 40 hours a week, putting everybody's lives in danger with all of the cancer-causing elements that seem to be floating around.
What is her address? You know, off the top of your head?
I do not, but I could get it and submit it as well.
What was her name?
Ashley Rowe, R-O-W-E.
7623 Jackson Hill Road, Southeast.
7623, thank you.
Yes, they're right next to us. And so I'm not sure if some of these things that I've highlighted might come in on our conclusion or counter argument, so I'm happy this, I'm going to wait till after to their presentation. But I do want to point out that we had our sort of media blast remnants test by GEM Environmental with their laboratory scientific conclusion that the material tested did not exceed global waste thresholds, therefore is not considered hazardous waste. Our system is a wet, hence the name Dustless Blast Abrasive Machine, which has been an up-and-coming equipment because it's more environmentally preferred. In fact, we're using media that doesn't have any other place to go, and we are using it to blast the cars, which then is really, I mean, it, like he said, it almost disintegrates, so there's not much left over. Code enforcement, I think this is huge, has observed the operation in person, on site, not far from where we're blasting, and has registered the volume to be, the loudness to be okay, in addition to the absence of these dust clouds that are floating all over the neighborhood. The neighbor has, that's not a color computation. The SDS worksheet that he submitted, I believe, really pertains to employers who have employees using this stuff 40 hours a week, you know, to protect their health so they don't end up with some of these unfortunate diseases. Ken's blasting maybe 10 hours a week during the summer, even. I mean, he's working his full-time job, so it's hard for us that he's out there really doing it that much. But I respectfully ask that your decision be based on substantial objective evidence contained in the record, including Marion County's observation, professional evaluations, and the applicable land use criteria, rather than on speculation, unsupported assumptions, exaggerated characterizations, and personal interpretations that are not supported by the evidence. And my wrap up, thank you for your time and consideration and your volunteer service with Marion County. It's very important for the job that you do. I appreciate your commitment to making decisions based on factual evidence.
Any questions from Ms. Goff?
I was just curious, is this blast that my husband was talking about, is that the same material as blast beads that you use?
I'm
having
to clean
tools. No, that is used in cabinets to clean tools.
I have to defer to him on that?
Pretty much, yeah. I've never used bead, but my understanding is the same. It's clean to the point of no silica.
I can tell you, we started this business because it was environmentally, it was better for people working green, because I hated hand sanding the 57 Chevy for hours and hours and hours. And also, I have shoveled many wet sand leftover when he went off site. I was the lucky one who got to shovel all that heavy wet sand. And it would be good for me if it would have been blown away, but it didn't.
Any other questions? Thank you.
Thank you.
Any other in support? Okay. May I have those in opposition?
Okay. Can I hand in some visual aids to you folks to pass
seen two copies, I wasn't sure how many people have around, I don't know if it gets here, but these packets have,
Please, let me have your name and address, please, for the record.
Okay, thank you, my name is Mark Akimoff, and I am at 7645 Sunnyside Road, Southeast Salem, just across Jackson Hill from the proposed business here. I've lived in this property for 19 years, and it's a farm, I'm a cherry orchard. I kinda hope to have some visuals to show you folks that, we've farmed this property for 19 years. I grew up, in the neighborhood, and kinda went away to school, saved all my money, and was able to buy some farmland back where I grew up. Royal Land Cherries, if you know the neighborhood very well, South Salem Hills, pretty famous for its farmland, especially really, really good orchard soil, so, I wanna make it really clear that I have no personal vendetta here at all. I am here to protect my business interests as a farmer for 19 years on the property I've been at. I do plan to present a lot of factual evidence here that actually does prove the point, really well, so. I've included a technical, appendix there that kinda answers all those questions you just asked, but with actual science-related data, and resources that you can follow up on. So, I wanna show this, second picture here, this is the proximity. So, Mr. Pappas provided some numbers there. Our cherries are 250 feet from his blasting zone, and I'm just showing that as evidence of where we're at. That's, part of our cherry orchard. In this photo, this is actually a Google Earth photo, you can see blasting residue on the pad there. And he testified that he leaves it out in the open, I guess he reuses it on the property, and that's something that I wanna make really clear we have a big problem with. I was asked to bring a DVD to show videos on, but then was told there's no DVD player here. I'll probably get through this, and I do wanna show actual videos of the dust plumes, but I did also prepare some stills of the dust plumes. This is one going 20 feet in the air, and then at the bottom on the left-hand side there, you can see those are piles of spent blasting media that has been used. So it's removed the paint, and we'll talk a little bit about what's in that due to the testing. So this photo shows the personal protective equipment that is required to be worn when you're operating this machine. This is some pretty heavy duty stuff. You have to wear like a filtering dust mask and a respirator. All kinds of protective equipment are required. And as you'll see in the videos, there is migration off site, and it's been testified that it's dustless, and I'll get to what the definition of dustless actually is. But I think one of the big parts of this was the hazardous material determination. So I wanna make sure everybody really understands what that means. The hazardous material testing that was done means he's allowed to put that in a landfill without actually paying extra costs. Like it's not hazardous if it goes in a landfill. That's what that means. The TCLIP is a leachate test that's done to protect groundwater. That does not mean that is safe to breathe at all. It's actually very, very toxic. It has measured amounts of lead dust in it, if you can see on this. This is straight from his application that he submitted. So 2.1 milligrams per liter of lead dust that is in that material that is just spread around the property. It's not picked up, it's not moved, and it's actually against the manufacturer of that machine's recommendations to do that. But we should all really well understand lead dust is bad to breathe, right? Cadmium and chromium are carcinogenic materials, and there's piles of this around this property that have been building up for years. So I just provided a little graphic that shows what some of those effects are on the body if you ingest that material. This photo shows the blasting shed. It's an open air blasting shed. One thing I think is really kind of problematic is that I was told if it's a hobby, he's okay to blast open anywhere he wants because Marin County state that the DB500, the machine he's using, the actual manufacturer of that, says that you should blast indoors with full containment if you know that there's lead there. Most of those classic cars, I think lead paint was banned in the late 70s. So almost all the machines he's working on are gonna have lead paint on them. That's just another still picture. It's probably hard to see. It'll be much more clear in the video, but the plumes go 20 feet in the air there. This is the blasting area, the 2021 aerial imagery. This is from Marion County's GIS. Here, that you can see there's no blast material on that pad. This is right after the Mr. Pappas purchased the property. I don't see the machine in the aerial there, so I don't think he was blasting yet. In response to the complaints just started recently, it actually took about 2 years of complaint to DQ to get the material tested, and it's been another couple years with Marion County to get to this point. So I want to make sure everybody knows that we were concerned with this operation right off the bat. As soon as we saw visible plumes of material leaving the site, it became really concerning to us because we wanted to know what it was and how does it affect our livelihood, because we grow food. We produce cherries and figs and vegetables, cut flowers, anything that we grow, you really don't want to have lead dust and cadmium and chromium on. This photo here, this is starting, you can see the dust starting to build up on the pavement. So this is 2023 aerial. The waste isn't removed. He testified to that he leaves this material that has lead dust in it on site. It's not moved off. It's not disposed of. The language on this slide states, this is from OSHA's Code of Federal Regulations, which I understand he doesn't have an employee, but the only difference would be that if he did have an employee, he would legally have to follow these rules. So operational procedures and procedures in general safety. Dust shall not be permitted to accumulate on the floor or on ledges outside of an abrasive blasting enclosure. And dust spills shall be cleaned up promptly. That's not done in this case. The dust is actually stockpiled, and it contains measurable levels of lead. Now, I want to make sure everybody understands the hazmat determination that DEQ did is on basically the bare minimum heavy metals. There's all kinds of stuff in antique car paint that can be really, really bad for you to breathe in. There's some stuff in the technical addendum I provided that gets really into depth in that. I'm a farmer, I don't really know all the chemicals really well, but there's a lot of stuff in paint that's not good to breathe. DEQ for that determination really just cares about heavy metals because they're trying to protect drinking water. There was no testing done for inhalation. Those are PM, particulate matter, respiratory tests that are done to determine how hazardous that is. We don't really know. What we know is it has lead dust. His SDS sheets show that long-term exposure to that can be very dangerous to your health. This now we move to, this is the latest area that Marion County had in their GIS data. So this is 2025. It's covering the whole area, and I just wanted to show a measurement. He testified that his neighbors don't have a problem with it. I just think they don't have an understanding of how dangerous it is to breathe dust that's on a silk, on a crushed glass particle. There's a place at 47 feet from the piles of dust there. So you can't really say it's dustless if you can see piles and piles of dust, right? The actual act of blasting is done in a slurry, and OSHA's guidance on that has said that it's not dustless. It reduces dust. There is no way to say this is a dustless operation. You can see the dust in the photo. There's piles and piles of it around the property. And in the videos, you can see clouds of it drifting off site. OSHA's guidance, which is referenced in the technical documents, say that it's actually fracturing the particles into tiny little sizes. He said if you leave it long enough, it almost
Particulate matter is actually far more dangerous the smaller you break it down to, because it can drift a lot further. So it can actually travel further the smaller it's broken down into. This has some of that language on there, the OSHA regulations and how they determine. OSHA doesn't treat anything as dustless. They treat the technology that he's using as dust reducing. That can all be researched and found. Is this a compatible use with the neighborhood? I think that's what you're here to address. And for my personal business, it's not a compatible use in the way it's being operated now. I want to make it really clear, there's no personal vendetta here. I grew up farming in this neighborhood. I have an old 1967 International Scout in my shop that I hope to restore someday. His is the right way to remove paint from an automobile like that. The way he's operating the business is not compatible with the neighborhood. You cannot allow that dust to just build up around the neighborhood, around his property like that, because every time the wind blows, we're subject to lead dust. That's shown in his application. He showed you those numbers that show there's lead in the material that he's using. Are there any questions on that? I'm going to move on to the noise complaint.
How much more do you have?
I was told there's like a 3-minute timeline here. I kind of tried to give you as much as the videos are very short. I would really like to do that, but I didn't want to get to the noise part of it. The county code says that there's a measurable level, decibels, that have to be actually recorded, right, to make a determination. You don't get just a code compliance officer showing up and walking around. My understanding of the code is the measurements have to be taken from the complainant's property. And so that's what I wanted to show here. Mr. Pappas mentioned the distances. There's the diagram of the distances to my neighbors. These are on the south side. So I buffer the sound of this business from him. So they both expressed complaints, and I think one of them is here today to testify perhaps to that, that it is extremely noisy. Especially when it started, after the complaints got to the point where he was having to apply for a permit, it came down noticeably, but I guarantee it's still in excess of the Marion County. But it'll rattle our windows when it's operated at full blast. It's called a blasting machine. It is extremely noisy. I've taken to wearing noise-canceling headphones. I guess if he's wondering why I'm the main person complaining here, A, I farm. We're growing produce on our property where you can see dust drifting over onto it that I know contains lead, chromium, cadmium, barium. Those are not things anybody wants on their food. But I also work at that property. I'm there all day. I think a lot of the rest of the neighbors are probably gone for the bulk of it. If you weren't there, it's probably not going to bother you at all. So I'm there all day. I have to wear noise-canceling headphones when it's going full blast. And there's a whole bunch of stuff in the technical addendum about how noisy that machine is. It causes permanent hearing damage if you operate it without hearing protection. So it's very loud. I think if you can say it met the criteria, that you can't. It did not meet the criteria for home occupation business at where it's at. And there's no evidence in the record that shows that. One person's opinion of it doesn't actually make the record, right? It has to be measured. And I think if that's the point we have to get to, that's where we have to get to. So I will try to wrap this up. I want to let Mr. Pappas know, and I'm going to give him all these documents that I brought here today so he can go through them and look at them all he wants. I want to come up with solutions. I have nothing against his business whatsoever. I'm a small independent farmer. I'm working hard to make a living off the land. He bought some property. He wants to do a business there. I totally understand that. Perhaps there's some grant funding. There's something that can get this business to actually be compliant with Marion County's requirement for a home occupation. But right now it's not. The way it's being operated, it is absolutely no way compliant with the requirements. It's an absolute nuisance.
hauling in the large shed he has. I think the one big problem you're gonna have is the hobby work. If you allow him to do a hobby part-time out in the open air and just blast the dust everywhere because it's not regulated, but then the 10% of the business is inside, that's not gonna really work in this neighborhood. This is an industrial process that is producing toxic material, not hazardous. He can legally dispose of it in a landfill. It is toxic material. It's dust that is coated with lead, cadmium, heavy metals, and we don't even know what else. In a particulate study, they would probably test it for half a dozen other things that are actually even potentially more dangerous to human health. So I'm asking you to consider it from that standpoint. If it was fully enclosed in a building and the waste was managed in a responsible manner, and we don't have to have any material blowing onto our food crops, and the noise was mitigated, I could see this being an allowable business in this neighborhood. It's noisy. The reason he doesn't blast on Sundays, he has an agreement with the church to not blast on Sundays because it's noisy. And then that could be measured. I mean, decibel meters are not that expensive. So I don't in any way want to shut down his business. I'm not here to do that. I'm here to protect my own business. I spent 19 years raising those cherries up to maturity and working that soil and getting the farm to where it is, where I want it to be. I can't sell produce to people that's covered with toxic dust. Not a compatible use in this neighborhood. The way it's being managed now, there is probably ways that business could be done there that are compatible with the neighborhood, but currently it's not. Videos. The worst one on this, because you can believe the dustless stuff all you want, that it's just water vapor, but when you take anything of that high pressure and you blast it, it just micronizes. So what's going up in the air is carrying particulate. Water vapor doesn't look like that, the dense white clouds. The worst ones are the leaf blower. He uses a leaf blower to move around the dry material. It's evidenced in these photos here. You can tell a pattern. I was a landscaper for years and years. Blow leaves, it makes a pattern. It's in there, and there's videos of a leaf blower sending dust plumes over into the playground next door. That should never happen, and it should not be allowable. So it's not dustless. The material's allowed to dry, and it's just kept there. It's piles and piles of dust. The actual act of blasting is lessened dust. Okay, and any questions?
Any questions? I'll start with some questions. First question is, what do you raise on your property?
I raise cherries, they're royal hand cherries, and then every third tree is a pollinator. It's a tart pie cherry, Adria figs. We have berries, we have vegetable crops. It's, I bought the property with a dream to have a little corner side fruit stand. The area, it's a four-way intersection. Kind of how it works out is I make more money selling nursery crops, but food's important and we grow the food.
Do you currently sell any of your products commercially?
We do, yes. I'm a licensed farmer. My taxes are on record upstairs. I make a living off that property. I'm there.
Have you had any of your products tested?
I have not.
That's all I have at the moment.
I have a question.
Does the wind have an effect on blowing?
Absolutely. The prevailing winds are generally out of the south in the winter and north in the summer. And there's some videos that there's a screaming north wind and it's blowing his material, but also the, I think you can see the dust that's laid out on the path is blowing, as well as the slurry.
Thank you. Did you review the conditions of approval that staff recommend are imposed?
Yes.
And what are your thoughts on those conditions?
They did zero research at all. It doesn't seem like this business was researched for that. Septic requirement, I guess. If he gets an employee, he's going to have to comply with OSHA. And I can tell you, he immediately out of compliance. If you walked on that property as an employee, you'd have to be wearing a respirator because of the pipe.
So, one of the conditions would be that this would operate fully enclosed, and I think planning commissioners have an opportunity to say even recreational or your own blasting should happen indoors. Are there conditions of approval that you could suggest that would satisfy your concerns?
I kind of laid them out on that last photo there. I think fully enclosed with actually following the manufacturer of that machine recommends how to deal with the dust. It says contain everything. You have to catch it. You can't let it spread out and go onto the soil and the surrounding areas. Fully enclosed, so we don't see any material leaving the shed. I think that's what I kind of threw out there, is maybe he can wall in his big blast shed. Gives him more space. It looks like a really small shed he's actually doing the enclosed blasting in. And one of those is, I think, maybe for the light. It has to have the door open a little bit, and you can see it coming off. Did you show him on the videos? Or? I submitted for the record, and I hope you all get to see them. There's a number of videos on there. The leaf blower ones are really, really bad. You can't leaf blow that material. It's literally taking the environmental green stuff part that they're pitching and negating all of it by moving the dry dust material around. So, I think if it could be fully enclosed, they contained and captured everything, and they disposed of it in the proper manner and mitigated the noise, I don't have a problem with it. If I don't have to see it, taste it, smell it, it's not my problem. He's on his property. But he's in an open-air blasting shed, and it's blasting all over the neighborhood. I would really hope you get a chance to read what OSHA determined dust. OSHA doesn't consider anything dustless plastic. There's no such thing in the world as dustless plastic. Mr. Birch alluded to it. It's reduced dust blasting, but as soon as he lets that material dry, which you've seen testified to, it's now dust. And it's just treated like it's innocuous, and it's not. You can see from the submittals it has lead, cadmium, chromium, and barium, and we don't know what else it has in it.
Yeah, we've gone away from the question. Any other questions?
I have one more question. Did you provide all these materials to the applicant ahead of tonight?
I did not. I offered to give them to Marion County, but they said they didn't want any of my material. He said, I don't need to prove the case to him. I said, I offered to send the videos to the county when they said there was nothing. I have it in an email if you need to see it. And he said, no, I don't need to see any of the videos or any of your evidence. Staff prepares a report. I have to make my case to the land use board.
Okay, to that I would just say that was a lot of information. I don't feel like I've properly reviewed it. If the applicant hasn't reviewed it, one of our options would be to continue the hearing. So I'm just putting that on the record.
Yep. Any other questions? Thank you. Anybody else testify?
Yes, sir. I state for the record one thing momentarily that I was made aware of. That's technically the only way we're supposed to do video flash driving, I think, but I forgot a DVD player, so I try to do the right thing and get the video shown, but I was not aware that there was printed materials, basically a PowerPoint presentation, and none of that was submitted to me.
Name and address, please.
John Thompson, 7658 Jackson Hill Road.
Look in.
Just south of his property. Roughly about the football field where he blasts.
Found you.
It is very important. I don't want to come off as rude, but be nice. Did you have volume on that? On the video? Did you have
first time I heard that terrible noise. I was trying to distinguish between birds. My front room. I don't have family. Out here, Mark's probably the closest friend I got prepared to talk. He gave me this last week. Got far live from it. I just got this last week. First time I heard it, he said he's been here since 2020. Okay. First time I heard it, I was in my room trying to distinguish the birds. Comes the noise. What is that? I'm a retired construction worker who is blowing that jet engine down the road. I come outside, I look down the road, and I see this billowing dust cloud coming at me. Sorry, I'm getting worked up, but I was upset. I didn't have anybody to talk to, no one. What do you do? That's mental and emotional torture. I don't care what you hit it with. What's coming off, and it's not just cars, trailers, it's boat trailers. Marine. I wonder what's coming off that stuff. Mark did a great job describing everything that comes off. I thought he did a great job. On construction site. Bad for you. I hope you do too. Run the business. Enclose it. It's not enclosed. This building you're referring to, if you go inside of it, it's got flags up in there. It's got a beautiful truck parked in there. The building, he says he's working in. I haven't seen it. Church. They're Russian. Yeah, just my whole life. Try to go to the church. Try talking to them. One of them speaks English, not the elderly, and I'm not going to talk to a child. No matter what, this will reduce the property value. If you're going to allow this to happen, it's got to be indoors. It's got to be. The noise is terrible. And to say that somebody just comes up and says, yeah, it doesn't bother me. No, I'm still going. Take care of the dust. I don't care what you use it with. Like I said, I don't care if you use holy water. It's still the junk that you're knocking off is junk.
Any questions? Thank you. Any other people to testify? Please also, given the time, if you are testifying, please make sure you testify to something new and not rehash what everybody else has said, if you can. Name and address.
I'll just state my name first. Jolene Schilling, 7645 Sunnyside. I just wanted to come up and say not opposed to him operating.
Any others? Okay. With that, we will have rebuttal by the applicant, if any.
Well, yes, but I also asked the code enforcement officer to come and give his
please come forward, please.
Observations.
That would normally be under staff, would it not?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, he can wait till staff.
Yeah.
Okay, so. Do you have anything you'd like to add? Name and address again, please.
Name and address, Ken Pappas, 7611 Jackson Hill Road, southeast, 90306. I just made some notes. First of all, I know you will make a decision later on. Please Google and look at the website of Dustless Blasting. Well, I'll just tell you, that's false. Look, if you looked at their website, this equipment is designed for shipyards, blasting outdoors, the military, blasting outdoors, several foreign countries with stricter regulations than us, blasting outdoors. Okay. That's marine-grade paint. It's not blowing in the air. I don't have stockpiles that are blowing dust like the desert. Any other video? Ask the neighbor that's not here. We have pine trees. We have Jackson Hill Road. I'm sure you've heard complaints about you need to pave Jackson Hill Road. It's gravel right to where he lives, the person that just spoke. That dust cloud comes flying down there. My driveway all the way up to my house is dusty. We have pollen. I blow. The church blows. He's made complaints against the church for blowing. He's made complaints against the church for their headlights, leaving church. This started, and it is personal. I told
it's
you.
It's not personal.
No, we're done.
Yeah,
we're done.
We're done.
We're done, both of you.
Okay. He attacked an old guy from the church, Ukrainian. They're not Ukrainian.
We're off subject.
Okay, I'm just saying, I confronted him about it. The date. But I would say that Dustless Blasting does not require that suit. If I'm indoors, I wear. I've been blasting some of my own parts in the building that I had to put up for the county. You want me to blast my personal stuff inside a building? I'll blast it in a building. The only one that's going to be harmed with not having a respirator or a mask is me. There are no employees. It does follow, if you look at the documentation from DEQ, that it does meet the requirements of OSHA. I just don't know what more to say. I mean, I can show you pictures. You want pictures of dust clouds going around? This is the county road crew using blowers as they grinded the asphalt on Sunnyside, right by my house. I just happened to went back to work from being retired out of construction. And I'm a consulting engineer on a pipeline. It's irrigation piping through orchards. You know what the orchard's biggest worry is? Dust, any kind of dust. So what's the effect of the dust from Jackson Hill Road going right into his cherry trees? And he's more than welcome to have his fruit tested to see if lead came from me. Should I be concerned about sprays he's using? Does he have a spray applicator's license? Does he follow his residential occupation permit? No. He had 30 cars parked on Jackson Hill Road. He had them parked all the way around the stop sign at Delaney and Jackson Hill Road.
I'm a farm.
We're done.
He caused traffic issues. He caused safety issues. Am I complaining every year? No.
And
as a neighbor,
all,
has he ever come and talked to me? Nobody's ever come and talked to me. Just code enforcement.
Anything else?
No. So do I need to send you the Dustless Blasting information?
You can send that to staff if you like.
May I readdress, please?
No, you may not. With that, staff. Any closing comments?
Maybe the first one is to address the decibel meter question here. So looking into our noise code, technically we have a definition of sound producing devices, which are what are regulated during the daytime hours, not to exceed. Sound producing devices specifically exempt domestic power tools and equipment used for home or building repair, maintenance, alteration, similar construction projects, which that could be something that you could put conditions on operating hours or decibel levels. But I think that is why it wasn't measured with a decibel level to begin with.
I have a question.
Okay.
Did that section of code say domestic? Do we have a definition of domestic? Do we have an interpretation of domestic? Your senior planner?
I mean, I think this falls into that because he's using it. You guys could also interpret that for the purposes of the it also includes construction projects, which are not project. Sound producing device does not otherwise.
I had a question. That 65 dB, is that at the property line or is that at the piece of equipment?
At the property line. So what the code says is when measured at a place on the complainant's property line that's closest to the noise source. So property line closest to the noise.
But no measurement was taken.
Unless code enforcement took a measurement, planning did not. We don't have a Planning Commission so wanted they could continue this hearing to all the evidence that they'd like to, and then we could reconvene potentially or at a date soon.
Okay.
That's an option.
Anything else? Any other questions for staff? Yeah, I'd also like to bring code enforcement forward and have him introduce himself and testify, please. We have some questions.
And conditioning that probably all blasting inside is a good condition.
Well, Williams, Marine County Code Enforcement, address PO Box 14500, Taylor Morgan. Basically, adding on to the noise code. Noise code is between 10 p.m. and 7 a.m. He's not operating during these hours. I initially received this case in, I believe, planning let us know of it in December of 2024, but the complainant did not complain to me until later on in 2025. It took me a couple months to reach out to Ken to actually see what's going on, and that was in July of 2025. We spoke. I let him know he probably has to reach out to planning to see what he can and can't do. Planning did let him know the permit process to get a lien probably needed an enclosed structure and such. Since then, Ken has gotten the enclosed structure. I receive messages from the complainant Mark periodically every other month that hey, he's running this business. If it's a business or personal, I don't know. We don't have the capacity to be just parked out there and looking to see if he's bringing more cars. But based on what I'm seeing, if I'm only receiving complaints every other month, and it, to me it's not. Every other month, probably a personal project that he's working on. I've only received complaints from Mark. I have not received complaints from any other neighbors in the area. There is a Marion County deputy that lives in the area, and he has no complaints whatsoever. I understand where Mark is coming from, with where he can see where the dust list and all that information, but he is willing to work with it. Well, not he, but Mr. Pappas. I was willing to work with it. He got the enclosed structure. When I was out there on May 15th to listen to it, I stood next to it. We can have a conversation, and we also stood in an enclosed structure that was right next to it, and I can hear it perfectly fine. Unfortunately, Marion County doesn't have any decimal readers. We don't have the calibration to do it. And unfortunately, Marion County does not want. I'm not sure why the reason we don't have any, but this has been a conversation that we have in the past, but we don't have the budget for it. from the edge of the property line, but I don't think it was excessive in my opinion.
Could you liken the noise to some other thing that we would be used to hearing? A lawnmower?
Like a pressure washer.
A pressure washer, okay.
Like a pressure washer, yeah. It's not excessive in my opinion. I mean, it is periodically. Our sergeant with code enforcement has been out there. He just sits outside on either High Hill Road, Jackson Hills, Sunnyside, and just tries to listen when the complainant has complained, and in his opinion as well.
The video that you took at the property line when the blasting was happening, it has audio?
Yes.
Would you be able to submit that into this record?
Would you like me to send it to... maybe not, actually, yeah, I can send it.
Okay.
Yeah, someone to the staff.
I can also show you the video.
We have any questions for staff? Okay, thank you very much. All right, at this time, we have several options that we need to consider. We can close the hearing to written and oral testimony. We can leave it open for one or the other. We also can leave and make a decision now, or we can push the decision back to a date to be determined at another meeting. What is your brothers?
I believe that we've received a lot of testimony that we understand the applicant hasn't had an opportunity to review. Ultimately, in land use cases, the applicant has the burden of proof, and therefore, in my opinion, should be given ample opportunity to respond to anything submitted to the record. So I think we should leave the hearing open to written and oral testimony.
Okay. Is that a motion?
It was a discussion. Not a motion.
Any discussion from anybody?
I'll second that.
Oh.
No, that was a motion.
I had a question.
I would agree with the fact that we have a lot of information that we have not had a chance to review, and it would take a substantial amount of time to review it. So I don't believe we can. I'm not ready to make a decision.
My discussion is, forgot that guy's name. I'm terrible with names. But there were several solutions thrown out, and you'll review it in the material. It's all there that he presented. I don't think Ken, it is Ken, right?
Yeah.
Sorry, Ken. Yeah. I don't think he's had a proper time to look at it, but it seems to me like there's a pretty simple solution. Enclose it, make sure he does the proper disposal. And it's a done deal. I think he would be happy, she would be happy, the other guy would probably be happy as well. So I'm not sure, you know, you guys probably need to review all the material, but it seems pretty clear.
We may get there, but we
if he has it in an enclosed building, it's gonna have to have some type of insulation or something,
yep,
for the sound.
Exactly.
You know, I mean, can't just put it in a metal building.
Yeah.
It's not gonna make a lot of difference. Matter of fact,
close some insulation plus some proper air movement handling exhaust.
But
other than that,
then we're saying that he has to do everything with his blasting inside, even if it's for personal use.
That's something for the Supreme Court.
I don't know how we could do that.
Yeah, I don't think he is.
We can't do that. I don't think. Can we?
Because you're going to have size limitations. Dustless is a brand name. It's not. It's just that's a branding of the corporation.
Right, but if he has everything contained inside,
yeah,
It cleans everything up.
Yeah.
It's not doing anything outside. That should eliminate.
90%. 95%.
Dispose of the, you know.
But then if he's doing personal stuff, can he do it outside?
Technically, yeah, there's no limits for that. Have size limitations. Way to do it.
Depending on the size of the building.
Yeah, a big enough building, and if he's doing it for commercial use.
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
I'm gonna try to make a motion and see what we want to do with this.
Thank you.
I move that we leave the public hearing open to oral and written testimony to a date certain. Staff will help us with that. To allow the applicant time to review additional materials that were submitted, also allowing anyone else in this room to submit additional materials for our review as well.
Do I have a second? Staff, when can we hear this again?
Yeah, there's three upcoming reserved nights for planning commission. Two of them I will be here for, one I'll be gone. So the next one will be August 4th, which is 2 weeks from now. Or there's August 18th, which is. On vacation.
Benny, do we have a meeting scheduled for the 4th?
Yes, the room is reserved. We don't have anything on the agenda, but this room is reserved.
And do we have anything on the agenda for the 18th?
No.
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
I would suggest that we choose August 4th. We have statutory deadlines on application.
Anybody have a problem with the August 8th?
4th. I won't be here on the 4th.
I don't think I'll be here on the 4th.
I still have a forum. Let's shoot for August 4th. Are you all good with that? Okay. So it's been motioned and seconded that we leave the public hearing open to written and oral testimony and to extend our decision to review that information until our next meeting, August 4th, where we can. Question?
I think we have to vote.
Yes. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? We are adjourned.